You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The Culture Map Tastemaker Awards are back, celebrating the top talent in Houston's restaurant and bar communities. Join us July 22nd at Silver Street Studios for our signature in-person tasting events and award ceremony. Come celebrate all the nominees like Restaurant of the Year, Bar of the Year, Best Neighborhood Restaurant, and more. We'll unveil the 2021 winners, and you'll sample bites and sip specialty drinks along the way. Get your VIP and general admission tickets now at culturemap.com/TM, culturemap.com/TM. Tastemaker Awards, July 22nd at Silver Street Studios.
By the way, that thing is awesome. All the different restaurants you get to eat from, it is, you've
been there.
Tastemaker's
cool, yeah.
Tastemaker's
really, really
good. I've
been to Tastemaker way back in the day before it got to be as big as it is now. And it's really,
really
cool.
It's really good.
Yeah, yeah. Tastemaker, yeah. Get
so if you haven't been to Silver Street, if you haven't been to Tastemaker.
Oh, lots of room at Silver Street,
too. Oh, my God, it's huge.
Yeah, I was there when Kendrick Lamar was in, when they did Day for Night there. It was awesome, and they did art installations. It was fantastic.
We had a Super Bowl. We had a Super Bowl event.
Yeah, it's real big, right?
It's huge.
Yeah, that's where they had Day for Night back in the day when Kendrick came. So it was a, should be a great night. Tastemaker's really, really cool. By the way, LeShane's bringing back Booze Can for Canada Day and the 4th of July this Sunday. It's open to everyone. If y'all want to go, they're going to have Robin from. They're doing a food thing with Blood Brothers. Is going to be
awesome.
There along with. LeShane is doing this fried bologna sandwich with pimento cheese, it's like a Canadian dish. It's going to be a blowout now.
Today is Canada Day.
Is today? Well, is today Canada Day?
Yeah.
All right, he's celebrating Sunday along with 4th of July. So Booze Can, which the last one was February before the pandemic.
Day? I don't know.
What the hell? Who
it's
cares?
A silly
Canada.
Country. Who cares?
Yeah, I'm not celebrating anything. I'm going to celebrate, play golf today. That's
I was 3 years
celebrate.
Ago, I was in Canada Day. I was in Vancouver with my family. It was pretty cool. It was it's a little low key, but it was good. If it involves,
did everyone just sit around?
It involved
and do nothing?
No. Like, it involved heavy drinking. I thought you would show some respect for it.
I'm looking at a headline involving Canada. You just type it in one of the top stories. This Canada Day. Let's remember, this country was built on genocide.
Oh, that's how everyone is now. I just want to remind you as you celebrate your independence. This terrible fact.
Yeah.
That's we're used to.
Well, that's multiple stories. No reason to celebrate Canada Day. Canada Day muted as country reckons with dark colonial history.
Well, everyone's going to name. Yeah. At some point, is this the same article that comes up year after year?
Sure. Speaking of all of that, we are giving away another Pete's Fine Meats gift basket. A 4th of July celebration today. Two chickens, a brisket, and a rack of ribs.
Yep.
So we're doing that today. Let's do it at about 9:45. So you've got to keep on listening.
Yeah, we can do it for listeners, not Twitch. I was thinking about doing something for Twitch, but that's like.
Well, no, but we got to do it so that the Twitch people, the people that are listening on the stream, they can all be a part of it. I know you hate those people. You hated those people yesterday.
No. What do you mean?
You open it up only for the people that
were
listening to us.
I'd rather do shows for all the people listening than like 137 in a chat room.
It's a giveaway.
I'm not sure. No. Yeah, you don't do a giveaway
for
137 people.
If you do it at a time when everybody.
So how are you going to do it?
So at 9:45 exactly.
So you don't have to listen. You can just keep on. You can just come back.
Well, no. At 9:45 exactly, we'll tell you at exactly what time we're going to do it.
So the next one is the next clue.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So that's
or we'll tell you anytime between now and 9:45, and you have to keep listening. So don't just come back at 9:45 like, I outfoxed you guys.
Oh, I thought he was going to say something.
Well, if they're listening now, why would they go away?
Yeah, they're not. Why? When
maybe
we're
they
so
were trying to win the thing.
When we're so interesting. And by the way, Ian just sent me the people that are listening terrestrial. He sent me a picture of his radio, and it says 97.5 religious music. I
mean, we can play some.
Is that what? Dell, you got
fashion.
Anything? So Ian's radio isn't incorrect.
And straight.
Some kind of chant?
No more.
You know, any kind of chant?
Jack used to be. He's a busy bee. He always got
religious
tricks up.
It is religious.
Coming to.
That was religious rap.
There, religion and music together.
Jack Easter. Yeah. No. So this guy, I like to call him David Schoenfeld.
Schoenfeld. That's his name.
Because that's his name. Well, not Schoenfeld so much as Schoenfeld. He has been breaking down the All-Star starters and reserves for a while now. And 3 weeks ago, he put out who was going to be. He had zero Astros starting in the American League. But he had, I think, five or six of them as reserves. Well, now, guess who he thinks should be starting and will be the starter at the All-Star game? Which Astro? Which two Astros?
Starters?
Yeah.
Altuve?
Nope. He's got Marcus Semien, who's having a big year for the Blue Jays.
Okay. Yuli?
No, you missed twice. At Vlad, Vlad's going to start at first.
Vlad
Guerrero Jr.
Oh, yeah. It's not, it's got to be Correa then.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's got to be
Correa. He had Xander Bogaerts. He was my starter here 3 weeks ago, but Correa has pulled ahead. They're pretty even at the plate.
Oh, Correa and Brantley?
Correa has the advantage in the field. It's true, yeah. And Brantley. He's an iconoclast in this era of all-or-nothing sluggers, electing to hit for contact and average rather than selling out for power. He's on track for his fourth straight 300 season and hit .299 the season before this stretch. So, yeah, he's got Cedric Mullins starting in center field. Cedric Mullins is playing his ass off. He's got Shohei Ohtani as the DH. He's got Garrett Cole starting the All-Star game because Shane Bieber and Tyler Glasnow are out. He's also got Yuli making the team. He's got Altuve making the team. He's got, get this, he's still got Zach Greinke. My last two spots would have gone to Shane Bieber and John Means, but both are on the IL, not certain to return before the All-Star break. I'm going to fill these spots with a couple of starters who have proved themselves over the long haul rather than over a shorter span. And he's got Ryan Pressly. I had Aroldis Chapman here last time, but he's had a couple of bad outings recently, and his control has been an issue. Pressly, an All-Star in 2019, is 12 for 13 in save chances and has allowed just one home run. Cleveland's Emmanuel Clase and James Karinchak both merit strong consideration, and Scott Barlow of the Royals.
Wait, did you say Pressly had given up one home run?
Yeah.
So it was just Tatis's bomb? That's it?
And it was because of, Taylor Jones.
Well, it was also because he missed a pitch. And Tatis hit it to Katie. An actual pitch was thrown.
Yeah, but the game should have been over if Taylor Jones
wasn't. Yeah, just make another good pitch.
Taylor Jones who's been sent down,
right,
by the way.
But make a pitch.
Or I made a pitch and Taylor Jones screwed it up.
Make another pitch.
Well, I made a pitch already, thanks. I'm done with pitches.
Well, now you have an insurance claim and you didn't even have to pay the deductible because of the window that got shattered by Tatis's hit. Like, how are we going? What if the rain comes?
Yeah,
he shattered his
window. It shouldn't have counted because Taylor Jones.
It counts.
No.
Stop making excuse for that guy.
No. How about Taylor Jones catch a pop-up and then the Astros have a bigger lead in the AL West? Okay, thanks for nothing, Taylor Jones. And speaking of which, I just can't believe they got. Did anybody hear they got swept? Did you hear they got swept by the Orioles? Oh my gosh! And now the lead is just a half a game. Thanks for nothing, Rangers. Last night, the lead is just a half a game, 48-33, and the Athletics are 48-34. Boston now opened up a little bit bigger lead over the Astros for best record at 50-31. The Astros still with the second best record in the American. The White Sox now actually are percentage points ahead of them at 595, 47-32. But we all know what the Astros and White Sox, what happens when the Astros face the White Sox. The Astros kick their ass. It's 9:12 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know what? The White Sox are a big underdog, aren't they, Lance?
Underdog Fantasy is here to help you with maybe you got an underdog player. I won one game yesterday in my my three-team challenge. I played against two other guys. I won. It was just like a $3 thing, and I won $8. I do it just for fun to watch the game, but it's actual money I won. But, I lost with I missed on Devin Booker's points, or I would have won yesterday with four head-to-head matchups where you play, well, actually it's over-unders, where you can play the over-under on points scored or rebounds or whatever they put in, and it's for baseball, for hockey. They'll have it for football eventually, for basketball, and then you stack them up as multipliers, and you can win. And, you know, I did four different players, which would have been a 10 times winning if I had hit all four, and I won three of four. So lost that one. My 10 would have turned into 100. But yeah, that's one of the things you can do on Underdog Fantasy. It's really fun. They've got daily fantasy, which I'm involved in daily, taking advantage of my opportunity to play baseball or basketball right now. They're going to have it for football. You're going to have the weekend games, but you also have long-term season games coming up too, like Best Ball Mania 2, where they've got $3.5 million in prizes waiting for you, and it costs just $25 to get in on it. And this is a best ball format, meaning whoever's got your best score, that's, you know, the scores are the scores, so you don't have to worry about, am I starting this person, am I not starting? You just have to be smart with a lot of the players who are going to be high-value players that you project and others maybe miss on. So make sure, and it, by the way, it's a real draft too. Make sure you check out Underdog Fantasy. This is the next huge thing, and it's becoming big by the day when it comes to daily fantasy and so much more. Certain terms and conditions apply. Check them out for yourself at underdogfantasy.com. Download the app and use the promo code RADIO for a free $25 cash bonus into your account when you sign up using RADIO.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Hey, you got better things to do than think about your electricity bill.
She's the Cupid.
Cupid, good
to me.
To me.
I don't take it for granted, I'll tell you. You.
Welcome back to 97.5 Religious Music and Sports here on your home for the gospel and good plate discipline. That's what we're known for here. Spin rates, plate discipline, and the good work.
I don't know about y'all. Anytime I hear music like this, I think about the dinner plate after church where you get your chicken, some greens,
okay,
some cornbread.
So you need to know something about white people church.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe you have that
maybe
experience.
Piece
but
of
if
pound
you really
cake.
Go to a, yeah, if you go to a down home,
I want that one.
White church where it's like, you know, kind of a Methodist, just because I've been here. I don't say this. I've experienced this before. Like in Kansas, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You might find a salad that has mayonnaise and raisins.
Sounds
and
terrible.
Carrots. Carrot strips, you know,
I
shaved
know what
carrots
saying.
In it. Covered dish where you, look at this Jell-O. This is a Jell-O mold with some fruit inside of it and some whipped cream inside of the Jell-O, which, you know, it's fine, I guess. Nothing's too spicy. Mm. The food is not going to be offensive to the palate. You don't want to take any chances there. So, yeah, what you're experiencing is probably substantially different than what some other people have experienced. It's called the covered dish.
You get the baked chicken, some greens, some macaroni, your choice of sweet Hawaiian roll or cornbread, and there's pound cake waiting for you at the end.
So there's no doubt that's the one I'd rather
I don't want it if it's not fried chicken.
Well, not, it's not always fried. Sometimes it's baked, but it's still always
good. I ain't
good.
Going that mass now.
Well, it's not called mass. It's just called church.
Church.
We're going to church.
I would...
I like to call it mass.
Well, it's not a Catholic church, so we don't call it mass.
Well I call that
call
lunch,
all of them
too.
Service.
Yeah, we call it service sometimes.
Yeah, service.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. This music makes me think we're going to eat good after the service is over.
Listen to this.
That's inspiration to go to church, isn't it?
I mean, it's
what about
the one reason I went.
Potatoes with gravy? Oh, here's a question, and I don't know. This may not cross racial lines. This just may be a personal preference thing. It may be regional. Is there a definitive take on gravy at black churches, like cream gravy versus brown gravy? Or is it more still like regional or just personal preference?
I don't know about that one because most of my church-going stuff was in California. And the gravy was always available. I don't know if we were like, we were making delineations between what type of gravy. I don't remember
that
so much.
Is cream gravy a Texas thing? Did y'all have brown gravy or cream gravy? My mom made brown gravy, but
all I had was red gravy.
Huh?
That's all I had was red gravy.
Oh, you know gravy as being tomato sauce. Put the gravy on the bazookas, yeah. Like, what does that mean? Oh, it's the type of meat. Oh, it's bologna. Oh.
No. No, we don't put the gravy on bologna. You're making a gravy. Hey, Ma's making a gravy today.
So it's not cream or brown.
No, it's red.
Yeah. That's purely Italian.
Yeah. Yeah.
New York and Chicago are going to have different variations of gravy. Yeah. I think cream gravy may be a Southern thing. I think. I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah, you put that. Yeah, you put that on your chicken fried steak, your chicken fried chicken.
You don't never put brown gravy on that.
And we put brown gravy on turkey. But light gravy too.
Yeah, brown gravy is. Yeah, my mom made
mashed potatoes had brown gravy.
My mom made ground. Now that I think about it, no, she didn't. She didn't make brown gravy, actually.
No,
I just hadn't had it for so many years. I can't remember. But my mom's out of the cooking game. When we come up there, she was like, "All right, you get pork tenderloin, and that's about pork tenderloin and mac and cheese." Because I know the kids will eat that, and that's like every time we go up there, that's the meal. And it's fine. It's good, But mom doesn't make like mom food anymore. I'm not getting a different thing. She used Swiss steak. Nope. Chicken fried steak. Nope. None of that. That's not jumping off anymore. That's a wrap. So,
let's get Mr. O in here. He's got some Astros predictions. What up, Mr. O?
Hey, John.
How you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm good. Yeah, I think Dusty's going to win his first one. I think the Astros are really. I don't think anybody could beat the Astros in seven. And I'm a big Reds fan. And I remember Dusty. He's a good regular season guy, but he has a reputation for losing the big one. But I think this is going to be the year.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope he doesn't lose the big ones. I guess he did last year, technically, since they didn't get by the.
Oh, but they won. They did a lot more than anybody thought they were going to do.
You brought this up when I was off the air a few days ago. Dusty moving forward. If you're the Astros, you are in a little bit of a tiny little bit of a pickle here. Because you're playing well with Dusty for the most part. I mean, obviously now's not really – the timing's not great to have this conversation probably with Dusty. Like, the conversation, if you had it 6 games ago – and they're on an 11-game win streak. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does that change? Like, that's not really – you're not doing a very good job, I think, as an analyst if you change drastically from 6 games ago to now. Like, if you say one thing when it's an 11-game win streak and you're completely off of it when they've lost 5 of 6, which one is it? So, with all that in mind
– now's not the time if you're Dusty's agent to go – trying to negotiate a new
but
deal.
But in general, knowing what you know about the team, knowing what you know about the players, knowing what you know about the Astros situation, about Dusty's age, whatever you want to say, what are you doing with Dusty Baker right now? Like, are you even thinking, have you even made a decision if you're the Astros?
No. I think you let this play out and then.
Is there something Dusty could do? Is Dusty have a chance of getting a three or two? Well, can you give Dusty a 3-year contract? You can't.
No.
Right?
No, he's too old for that.
But if Dusty's agent, I don't think Dusty would push for it. Dusty's if Dusty's agent year wanted to.
Year,
yeah.
Dusty's
and that's
year.
Probably.
That's fine because nobody
acceptable.
Else is coming. Here's the thing. Nobody else is coming after Dusty.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's not like you're in a bidding war.
You
got to lock him up.
Yeah, right. Now, if Dusty's agent wanted to play hardball and said 3 years, the Astros would immediately have leverage to say, okay, we're going to have to let you go.
No. They're not.
But at 1 year.
Not feeling, what is he, 72? And Dusty's like.
I'm guessing they get him cheap, too.
And he's like, and he was asked about, are you going to be, I don't know, I don't care right now. That's all I'm doing. I got to fill out today's lineup. I don't care. I got to remember how to get home. That's all. That's all I'm doing today. We'll see how Dusty does in the postseason. He did a great job last year. I would love to see Dusty back another year. I think the guys really like Dusty. I think Dusty's a great players guy. I think they all respect him. Has he made any ridiculous decisions? He's gotten crap to work with in the bullpen. It's not like you go, well, Dusty, why'd you put that guy in? Because that's all I got? because that's who's I get BLAC'd every night. That's not on me. Hey, James Click, what? How about do something? How about do something about this bullpen? How about let's do something? Anything? Is James Click still around? Is he still the GM? Can anybody find James Click? I'd call him Jimmy. But he's my guy. But unfortunately, I don't know what he's doing. He's in witness protection. We haven't heard from him. How about make a move? Do something. Let's go. I want to hear that you're, by the way, my dream of Max Scherzer probably dead. They're in contention and he ain't going anywhere. That came out. By the way, yeah, their GM said, we can stop all this Scherzer talk now, okay, because we're in contention. We're fighting for the playoffs. So we need them to go on a crash. We need them to crash and burn pretty soon.
I still think the Astros have no chance. Everyone's going to have so much more to offer. When you're 28th in Major League Baseball's,
you got great guys.
They're like, I'm not taking stop y'all's
poo-pooing.
Trash. Quit trying to put stop Forrest Whitley on
the Astros minor league system. Whitley, Jose Siri, what?
You keep saying Jose Siri like he's still hot. He's not really a thing as much anymore.
Well, he's awesome. Did you see that week?
Yeah.
The congratulations. First week of the season.
You know, as the Astros say, I'd like to give you an iPad. No, we're not taking an iPad for Max Scherzer. But have you seen a new iPad
guys.
Pro?
They've got other guys down
Have you
there.
Seen a new iPad Pro?
Great players. Great players.
You know who I don't have a great feeling for? Anyone you say what afterwards.
I'm yeah, like, well, it's usually terrible.
That's not great for that person.
I'm just trying to pump them up. I'm a hype man.
When you want to curse your enemies, you should be doing that. Like you just, I don't know, name a Joey Votto, what?
Think Joey what? Votto, did you see Joey Votto dab?
Yeah, you should have said it beforehand so he would have struck out.
Joey Votto, did you see him dab on everybody?
Yeah, I saw it, of course. I loved it.
It immediately was sent
he
to Lance.
He dad-dabbed. Yeah, he dad-dabbed like I do. It was
he
fantastic.
Dabbed. How corny.
But although
and I dreamt that my wife was with
here's
him.
Here's the thing.
A dabber?
I tried to do it ironically. I think he meant his.
No, he did.
Like, I think he meant it as a thing. I like to do mine to irritate.
I don't know.
To,
I think he might have been.
He might have been. I do mine to irritate and just to be ironic. He does. I don't know. Maybe it was he was doing the same thing. It's possible.
I don't know. Maybe he was cornballing everybody because it is cornballish. It is cornballish. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here like Mr. O did, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. Hey, soccer fans. Glenn Davis here. Thank you for supporting Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. And don't forget, to get the best in soccer talk online, go to iTunes or podcastarena.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. They pranked the dad. So, hey, you got to turn that down because he keeps saying GD. It looks like the TV's broken.
It's a broken TV reaction. There's a screensaver, a website or something you can go, and it looks like it's broken. My son Alex tried to trick me with this, and it looks like a busted up screen.
Mm-hmm.
And these two kids did this. They tricked their dad, who came in and sees what looks like a broken TV. Oh my gosh!
He's just screaming and screaming. And it wasn't broken. All right. So, headlines last night. Astros get swept. Whatevs. Done. Chris Paul moving on to the NBA Finals with a 41-point game. Awesome. Trevor Bauer is in the headlines. Man, that's some disturbing notes in this case of sexual assault, and it is there is some stuff in there that you got to go read it, because we can't really, there's a lot of stuff we just can't talk about on the radio. So that happened. Felicia Rashad is catching it today.
Felicia Rashad? Miss Cosby?
Miss Cosby's catching it today.
Uh-oh, is it about Bill?
Yeah.
Okay.
The apparently Bill Cosby had an agreement with the prosecutors that if he admitted to stuff in the civil case, or that he went through the civil trials.
So he sat for a deposition and he talked about using Quaaludes to, you know, drug and rape women. So that led to a settlement in his case, or at least a decision in a civil case. And he was told that if he sat down and said what he said, he wouldn't be prosecuted. So that was the agreement. So he incriminated himself, thinking there would be no criminal case. A different district attorney reversed the previous district attorney's decision, or prosecutor's decision, I'm not sure their position, and then went ahead and used that evidence to prosecute him, despite the fact that he got a promise that it wouldn't be used against him. So the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said, actually, you cannot renege on your promise. So Mr. Cosby gets to go free.
Hmm. Well, Felicia Rashad tweeted out, finally, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation, exclamation. A terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected. She caught it. She is now the Dean of Fine Arts at Howard University.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just one you want to sit out.
Yeah.
The Bill Cosby stuff is so bad. I was shocked to see people online putting the cape on for Bill Cosby. Like, man, I don't want to screw this up. Is it Darren Sharper, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't make sure it wasn't a different safety. It's like, when you read the stories and heard and saw the amount of people, you think all those women were lying about being roofied and raped? Just sit
and Bill
that
Cosby
one out.
Admitted it.
Yeah. And then he was blind out of nowhere. Remember when he was going into this, like, it just like Harvey Weinstein, all of a sudden out of nowhere is like had a walker and was on life support going into the going into the case. Like, hey, that wasn't you 2 months ago.
Yeah, listen, there's so many people now, yeah, that are coming. Hey, Michael Jackson, are you kidding me? People still and will cape for Michael Jackson after all the stuff that came out.
I'm never going to be okay with people who just make up their mind and then they refuse. It doesn't matter.
Well,
it
because they entertained matter. You. Yeah. Bill Cosby.
Oh, no. People think that all the kids are lying. Any evidence out there. And they'll tell you, there's another documentary that you need to see. Like, just stop. I'm not even going to get into it with Mike. I loved Michael Jackson when I was younger. And he is, you know, talented and all that stuff. And had a screwed up childhood and all that. But please. Please. That's where the gun to the head contest came from. Is where... Okay, you say all this now. Let's do this. To all the people who believe that Bill Cosby's innocent or Michael Jackson never molested a child, let's play this game. I've got the actual answer here. I was able to procure the actual real answer. And I'm going to put a gun to your head, and I'm going to let you answer. And if you get it right, the gun won't go off. Okay? Now, was Bill Cosby innocent or guilty? I mean, I guess I'll switch and say guilty. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
If the guns are yet, what about Michael Jackson? I mean, maybe one time it happened, maybe not. So I'd say technically yes, probably once, based on what people consider that, you know, inappropriate. Yeah, because you don't want to get your head blown off because you know that you're repping the wrong side on purpose.
Yeah. Well, she caught it. Felicia Rashad caught it. So since the dean of Howard University College of Fine Arts wants to tell all of her students that sexual assault doesn't matter to her, y'all can donate to help survivors of sexual violence from Howard at this website, at this GoFundMe page. Yeah, it is. Felicia, you picked the wrong hill to die on. This one, this is not good. I know you, you love him from all those years you guys were together. But wow, that wasn't quite the tweet you should have put out there. And you're catching it. Hey, who's the highest paid right tackle in the NFL?
Okay, so they say Ryan Ramczyk.
Right. Right tackle.
No, they're saying highest paid tackle.
No, right tackle. He became the highest paid right tackle.
Okay. Because I think Adam Schefter, I thought, had highest paid tackle.
It's not a 5 year extension, making him the highest paid right tackle.
Because that's accurate.
Yeah. No, he said right tackle.
Okay. So then that's accurate. Yeah. I wonder if Pro Football Talk had it right too, because they mentioned Lane Johnson used to be highest paid tackle, and then Laremy Tunsil hit a number so high that no one's been able to hit it. It's like they're right. He's the highest paid right tackle. They want to say highest paid. They just already know Tunsil's deal is so bad that it's like Ronnie Stanley can't get there.
No.
Ryan Ramczyk can't get there. These guys better than Laremy Tunsil. They can't even get to that number. No. They're like, well, let's just act like this didn't even exist. It's not good for headlines to keep saying second highest paid tackle.
Right. No, because the agent doesn't want that. The agent wants, he's the highest paid right tackle. Because look what I did for my client. Because no agent can claim, because Laremy Tunsil didn't need an agent. He just said, give me $22 million. All right. Okay. Okay. Give him $22 million. And that's what happened. Gave him $22 million. So we told you to keep on listening. And so since you're here right now, at exactly 9:50, you're all gonna call in. Okay, caller, are you by yourself? Then caller number 900 is going, no. We'll do caller number 4. Caller number 4. You are going to get the Pete's Fine Meat 4th of July package. Now, if you're not going to be in town for the 4th of July, you can't use the meat for the 4th of July. I think Michael said it's okay to get it later.
Yeah.
It's okay. But we want to give this away. Michael's like, hey, give this to the people. We want your listeners to have a great 4th. 2 chickens, a rack of ribs, and a brisket. That's going to feed some people now. 2 chickens, a rack of ribs, and a brisket.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So at 9:50, exactly, when your iPhone or whatever hits, and Dell's going to turn, he's turning off all of the.
Well, now, because people are calling in.
Yeah.
But I'll open them back up if someone actually wants to.
Right. Right at 9:50, he's going to open them up. So you're not going to be able to get in early. You're not going to be at exactly when it hits 9:50.
The phones are going to be open just in case someone wants to talk about something. But if you call in before 9:50 about the prize, you're not winning.
You're not getting it.
I have a clock in front of me.
But if you, and listen, and you know what? You can actually spend some money when you go pick this up and get his burgers, which are the best burgers in the world. His steaks are unbelievable. He's got Wagyu. He's got, Michael does an unbelievable job. That the bacon-wrapped shrimp or quail, totally, totally sweet. Totally sweet. Great way to start your meal. With some bacon wrap shrimp or jalapeno shrimp. Unbelievable. I got that last time. It was unbelievable how good it is. So all you got to do at 9:50, call 713-780-3776.
And is LeShane doing something for people for Canada Day?
Yeah, getting them blasted.
How about a spicy chicken sandwich?
I don't know. He might be doing. He didn't have that. I told you, it's pork schnitzel. I got it wrong the first
pork
time.
Pork schnitzel?
Yeah, it was a fried pork.
That's not
pork.
Canadian.
It's a fried pork sandwich. It never was. It's just for Riel.
I know.
I mean, it's just for Louis.
What would be a Canadian dish? Something tasteless?
Maple, poutine? No, maple glazed pork tenderloin. It's always on the menu. No. There's good dishes, man. That guy who came in 2 years ago at Booze Can, they have some good food. That's some good food. You wouldn't know. You've never been to Canada.
I'm never going to Canada.
You're an anti-Canada guy. Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah, because they talk
French. It's not
going to
be for
there.
Everybody.
Because they're Frenchies.
It's not going to be
they
for everybody.
They don't all speak French.
Canada is only, that's actually a small part of it.
Because
it's the best part, Montreal and Quebec City, but it's a small part.
Bunch of lefties up there won't open up their country. Let's go. Let's go, lefties. Anyway, so So why you got to bring up LeShane doing stuff for people?
I know.
Because all I hear about is LeShane doesn't do anything for
Michael, yeah, he'll probably do something.
Michael's
for
here going, hey.
No, 100% Ryan LeShane will do something for Canada Day today. Yeah. Yeah, but he's having a big party on Sunday.
Michael talked about bringing us some food up here sometime.
Well, sometime he needs to talk about it.
He makes burgers. I mean, you can have lunch there. I've had his corned beef. It's awesome.
Don't talk about it, you be about it.
Yeah.
Does he make fries?
Yes. He does make fries, yeah.
And onion rings.
Then, yeah, what's and you know what? On? It's real close, so you can bring fries, and it won't be ruined. Everybody whining a little.
Oh, are you going to call people who bring us food the B word?
Yeah, we've already lost our barbecue guy, like the stay who would come do stuff at station events for us for free.
Yeah.
You've lost him for
us. What are you talking about? I lost him.
Raul's gone.
He
now.
Loves us.
Kobo's
he loves
gone
two of us.
Because yeah.
I'm one of his best friends.
He doesn't think it's funny. You've continued to do the thing that he secretly is like, yeah, it's not really that funny. I come up there and feed y'all, the station.
He's not
go
laughing
to your events.
Huh. He doesn't appreciate the slander.
His business model.
No, I'm not bashing his business model.
Me and Dell are
get
like,
some fries in there. That's all. LeShane, get a TV. Let's go. It's 9:40.
You didn't hear his tweet. Sources close to him report that you're a heathen. And I confirmed.
He has been taking shots. Yeah, Dell jumped into Twitter that time.
I was like,
Dell stays real quiet until he's anti.
Yeah, and much like
exact opposite.
Much like ESPN, who confirms other people's reports, I confirmed it.
Mm.
Sources close to me say, you're right, Raul. He is a heathen.
Oh, Dustin says, Michael at Peace Fine Meats is the GOAT, and I won't hear otherwise. You are right.
We come back. I got a quick story about, I do want to get back to a quick hit on the NBA finals that are starting to materialize. We'll find out. We've got some Giannis information. But also, ESPN, a story came out. You know, in this day and age, in this time of uncertainty in the media, I just found out one of my big bosses got fired. I don't check my NFL network email in the off season that often. And two of the people that I work with, and one of them was directly over me. He just got whacked by NFL media just because, you know, cost cutting. And there's somebody who I think is a really good media personality who has had an offer cut in half. They should have said yes to the first offer. And we'll tell you who that is. Just a quick hitter. We won't spend too much time on it, but it just throws a little number out there. In case you were wondering what personalities make at ESPN, I got a number for you.
All right. We got that on the other side.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, real nice. Real nice. Did you see this? Tomorrow from 7 to 8 a.m., all restrooms in the building are going to be shut down. So you better not drink your boo-boo juice tomorrow, Lance. 7 to 8, between 7 and 8, all restrooms closed. Just so you know.
Okay.
No boo-boo juice for you.
So I brought up Giannis. There is no structural issues with Giannis.
Yeah.
Antetokounmpo. So, but he's not playing tonight. So we'll see if he even makes it back. Long term, it's good because you don't have to, you know, worry about ACL, I guess.
No.
If that's, they said structural, right?
So we got something coming up, and we want to clear up some lines here. So real quickly, let's get Kevin in here.
Okay.
Let's talk about his Astros. What's up, Kevin?
Well, just two things about sports on TV. I know this is a radio show, but two things. ESPN, you know, I record it and then I watch it in the morning, so overnight and all that stuff. And there's got to be some type of national, you know, bias against the Astros. No reporting whatsoever on the Astros. I mean, all the other baseball games were shown highlights: Angels, Yankees, Padres, Dodgers. You know, everybody else. I don't understand it. And lastly, I'll let y'all talk about it. He may be a friend of the show. I don't know. He's widely regarded as the guy that gets the scoops in the Houston sports scene. Mark Berman. I love that guy, but the last 8 or 9 broadcasts that he's been on, same black sport coat, same purple and black print tie. What's up with that? Send a message to him.
He's got
a
look.
Tell his wife to go buy him some ties.
Man's got a look, okay?
Maybe that's a unit. Maybe they have a uniform now for that position. Yeah.
Maybe you see Jim Nantz always wearing that same jacket with CBS on it. Okay. All right. Man's got a look. He's trying to look sharp, Kevin.
It's amazing that Kevin noticed.
I don't know. Let's get Will in here quickly. Hey, Will.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Big fan of the show, long-time listener.
Thanks.
So this is completely off-note, but I know y'all been using that nah, you offended or you insulted him a little bit, Goodfellas quote, which that's one of my favorite films. So I want to get y'all's favorite scene from that movie, because mine is we're sitting at the table, I think where Joe Pesci, they were visiting his ma, and he asked to borrow the knife, the hoof. That's my favorite scene. That gets me every time.
Paw. What do you call it? The paw? The hoof. The hoof, yeah. man, that was one that immediately comes to mind. That one, let me see.
Prejudice against the Italians this day and
age? That's a little short line. Yeah. Also, you got to go back. I'm not saying you got to go back now.
But you got to go back.
When he's telling, listen, you're going to go back with your wife. Everything's going to be beautiful. And they're trying to convince him to go back to his wife. The scene also where he goes across the street and whacks that guy in the nose, pistol whips the guy in the street. What's up? You want a piece of meat?
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
And he's like, bang.
That was good.
That's it. Now the hoof, that's still, what do you want from me? You got one dog going this way, one dog going the other way. Oh, he looks like somebody we know. But the guy looks like Billy Batson in the actual painting. No, that might be one of the best. That's probably the best scene.
The dinner table,
you got so much going on, and they said some of it was improv, too.
Yeah. Well, the ma is just... That's
Scorsese's mom.
That is an Italian mom.
You know, I'm pretty sure that's Martin Scorsese's mom, yeah.
I mean, she was perfect. Perfect. You got a winner? Dell's got a winner.
And also,
Peace Fine Meats. Thank you, Michael.
You need to get a nice Italian girl to settle down. Well, I get a nice girl every night, Ma, and I settle down. Then I come home to you. What? But in Italian, Gnudo contento means content to be a jerk. But in Italian, it sounds much nicer. Yeah, that's the scene.
Mm-hmm.
That's the scene that's got everything.
Oh, that's it. That's the best scene, obviously. So you've heard behind the scenes. Or you have some information.
No. It's right here in a report from Andrew.
Oh, well.
No, the New York Post.
I've got inside information, you could say.
The New York Post. No.
You're breaking a story.
No, because then if somebody says your information's wrong, I don't want to be. No, it wasn't me. Andrew Marchand of the New York Post. He reported that Maria Taylor, who I personally think she's one of the stars at ESPN. She's great on the sidelines. If you care about how she looks, which, trust me, ESPN does. She looks great.
Tall.
She's got an athletic background. She is.
She's amazing.
Peter Burns tells me she's phenomenal as a person.
Yeah.
So she's well liked there. She can do basketball. She can do football stuff. She can pretty much do everything. And because of that, her agent holds her in high regard.
Mm-hmm.
And Maria holds herself in high regard. And that's certainly understandable. According to Andrew Marchand, now, remember, in our business, I mean, we're still taking pay cuts here. Nothing from nothing. It is what it is. In this business, we've taken hits. NFL Network, ESPN, the amount of advertising that went away during pandemic, people thinking, on top of that, ESPN, the losses they take on broadcast rights now because of the amount of people who are unplugging, who are cutting cords, it's substantial. So at one point in negotiations... NBA finals
rights are still going to go up for
NBA finals host in college football, but ESPN I don't think is going to be involved anymore.
Well, they're
going to get out of it because they're bleeding too much. NBA finals host in college football, national championship sideline reporter Maria Taylor. ESPN offered her a raise from her current salary of $1 million per year that would eventually reach almost $5 million per year, according to sources. Taylor turned it down. Taylor's sources said was hoping to be in the Stephen A. Smith money neighborhood, which is near $8 million annually. But since the initial near $5 million offer was made during the year's pandemic, the world at ESPN has changed even further with Disney closely watching network's pocketbook. Taylor near $5 million offer was made when ESPN was beginning its reduction of salaries across the board. It's now closer to the $2 to $3 million range. That's still great money, but that's a lot less than it was. That's one thing to take away. When you get an offer, at some point your agent needs to know, yeah, this is good. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do this. Because maybe Maria Taylor will have offers that are as good as ESPN's from other networks, but it's not a great time. It's not a great time financially. But what I took away from that is this is how, if you want to look at the Skip, and it's the, first of all, it should be called, it's the Skip Bayless model. Stephen A. Smith uses the Skip Bayless model. He learned it from Skip, doing a show with Skip when it was First Take with Skip mm-hmm. Bayless. He learned that if you are polarizing, and if you take your opinion from a four or five, and some of it can be well-reasoned, and you make it emotional and loud, and you go all the way over the top with it, it's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Skip Bayless doesn't get loud and emotional, but his takes are so troll-driven and polarizing that Skip has made so much money. They broke the code. This is how you get paid. Did you ever notice that on Around the Horn, all these beat writers who are, you know, pretty blasé vanilla guys all of a sudden were screaming and yelling at, we're not going to do that for fire! Because they all realize that's the way you get paid.
Well, and Maria Taylor doesn't do that. Maria Taylor is really, really, really good at her job and what she does. She is a
studio
valuable
host
asset,
now?
But she overplayed her hand drastically. Her agent should be fired.
To get $5 million in the middle of pandemic stuff
and
at a company like
and
Disney?
For what she does. Because, listen, Stephen A. brings in advertising. Stephen A. brings in, Maria Taylor doesn't move the needle as far as what she does is really good, and she's professional, and but she's not why you would tune in. Stephen A. Smith is on a show that you tune in to see Stephen A. Smith. That's what you want to see. You want to see his opinions. You want to see him arguing. That's what you like. I don't get it. I don't watch any of those shows because they're too obnoxious. It's just too much. Because it's almost like wrestling. It's almost like sports wrestling in that it's a lot of it is fake. They don't believe, and they're not that. You can't be that passionate about whether or not Dennis Schroeder should get 100. You're just not that passionate about everything that you talk about. You're just not.
But they can. They get
but
that
that's
emotional.
What they do.
But people
watch it. So
look at me.
But
people come to the event.
You don't tune in. You're not tuning in to game day on Saturday mornings for Maria Taylor. Maria Taylor is a great, a valuable asset to the show, but she's just a piece there. You're not tuning in to watch her on the sidelines for any of the games. You're not tuning in for that at all.
You're not tuning in to anybody for that, including Bob Costas. You don't tune in for Bob Costas to host whatever.
No, but they make the broadcast more professional.
That's what
they do. She absolutely does. But she's, again,
what
she's
I think
not
she was doing.
Play-by-play. She's not Stephen A. She doesn't do that. So she's not bringing
the opinion base. The opinion base is where they've gone.
She makes a broadcast of something that you want to watch. She makes it that much more watchable. Pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered. She went for way too much.
No, they didn't have a good feel for the marketplace. But you're right. I think because she hosts the NBA countdown stuff and like studio host, she sees herself moving into a role, and probably so, from sideline reporter into more host type stuff, and which is great.
What is
but,
Rachel
yeah, that
Nichols?
Money,
could, you know what? The agent should have found out.
Rachel makes a lot less. No, they said no. Our model, according to Andrew Marchand, our model is going to be Stephen A. Smith, which was great. But like you mentioned, he's an opinion based guy who is getting he gets the viral clicks and hits, and mm-hmm. That's what. Maria Taylor might be better at her job in terms of what's your standard.
I believe that wholeheartedly.
Professionalism or whatever. But Stephen A. Smith is actually amazing at his job. What is his job now? His job is to get you to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Whether you don't like it or you do like it, it's to get noticed. And he understood it. He cracked the code. And, Richard Justice told me years ago that Stephen A. Smith on the radio is way different than Stephen A. Smith in person. And same thing with Skip Bayless, he said. But they understand it. They play a role. I mean, it's kind of an act. they go over the top, and that's you know, more power to them. I couldn't do it, but they also have vacation houses, and I'm far from having a vacation house. I'll tell you that
much. Vacations.
I go on vacation and stay at their houses. I wouldn't stay at their house. That'd be too expensive to stay at their
house. You go on vacations and then avoid hikes that you don't want to go on.
I try to.
Yeah.
I try to. God willing, I don't have to do that hike.
All right. It's what time is it, Del?
Game time?
No, it's not game time. It's...
Bye, bitch.
That's what time it is.
You crumb bum.
When we come back... okay, the best burgers around the country, and what's the best burger in Houston, according to this Thrillist list? Thrillist sucks. It's not Culture Map, but it still has a list. And pick up, you just missed.
He's a terrible person.
McDonald's.
No, it's not. I'd never heard of this. Have you? Well, we'll talk about it on the other side.
If you can't get enough of your favorite ESPN 97.5 show, we've got just the thing for you, and it's not f***ing safe for work.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
For all the uncensored interaction, head over to twitch.tv/ESPN 97.5.
Say what?